find myself. I feel like someone else. I search on Frankenstein Day for a way to get something delicious. It's night and darkness has come. Such a strange feeling taking control of me. I'm not sure what I should do. I'm like a hat for Holloway. In disguise for chocolate and candy. I cannot think of what I wanted to be. You help me to decide. And I search on Frankenstein's Day. I'm not sure what I should do. I'm like a hat for Holloway. In disguise for chocolate and candy. Oh, Dracula's power has a strange hold on me. It's like a backward scarecrow trying to find his way . This will be my last song, and thank you for listening to Tokusatsu Live. I'll tell you all about it in the other room. You love the other room.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you. It's a murder house.
Freshly cut flowers and portraits. Your excitement is so frightening when company is on their way over. I can see it by your manner, the way you face the folks. The plates all in their proper place. Your rules of etiquette are so inviting. I don't care for your ornaments, and I don't need to hear your compliments. You're playing Martha Stewart in an argument. You ask me in desperation how I feel such separation. How disappointed. I ask you, Santa is bringing you some presents. I can see it by the way that you decorate the house with your sparkling gun. The lights are up, all the cards are laid out nicely. of design is simply smashing. I don't care for your ornaments, and I don't even hear compliments. Make Martha Stewart in an argument. You ask me in desperation how I feel such separation. Please save me from the falsehoods of your our trespasses, because sometimes we like to take a peek.
Daniel Ouellette and the show agent, thank you so much. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That was Daniel Ouellette, show agent. He will be joining us in the on-air studio for a chit-chat. Thank you, Daniel. Right up here, I thought I would play something by a band that Paula actually mentioned earlier tonight in your concert report.
I did? What did I say?
You talked about... You can use any one of those microphones. I'm now fully microphone enabled. I'm an enabler of microphones. Use them all
dueling
at the same
mic.
Time. So exciting. So Trinary System.
Oh, cool.
This is a band that's performing a show Friday, May 13th. Woo-hoo. Friday the 13th at the Lizard Lounge. This is Roger Miller's new band, Trinary System. They're playing with Gymnasium and Soft Gang from New York City. And I understand that we are giving away a couple of singles tonight along with a download code. If you would care to contact the station at 617-627-3800. I believe we have two of those to give away. And you're going to want to make it to the Lizard Lounge on Friday for their show. So let's hear a little bit of the musics from them, because that is what they do and that is what they are for. And we love them. Trinary System right here. This is Dave Davies.
Dave Davies, he kinda helped me go crazy. Well, I was just a little kid, but I was feeling what he did when he took his razor to his amplifier speaker, and he got that sound that filled my town.
put my baby on the phone. He's the only one that can make my body moan. Love comes through my ears and finds its way into my soul. This telephone erotic always takes a toll.
More time. No? Big Bottom right there. Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys with their Big Bottoms. Oh, Big Bottom. Prior to that, Petty Morals, Telephone Erotic. I thought it was only fair to play that, especially in the aftermath of the loss of our friend from Minneapolis. That was off their Marked Women EP. And we started off that set with Trinary System, their song Dave Davies. Arguably also a very sexy song. Big Bottom, Telephone Erotic, Dave Davies. And just a reminder, you can catch Roger Miller from Mission of Burma's new band, Trinary System, performing this Friday night at the Lizard Lounge. Now, I have some special people in the studio with me tonight. I have Daniel Lett, who you were just listening to.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yeah.
I still have Carissa Johnson here.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
And I still have Ms. Paula here from the Concert Report. There was a little bit of scolding going on around the Concert Report.
Yeah, I like
there was
it.
A certain concert that didn't get mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
That's all right.
But it's a very exciting concert with quite a few things happening. A lot of aspects.
A lot of aspects, yes. A lot of aspects.
A lot of aspects.
Yes.
Would you care to fill us in?
Sure, I'll fill you in. So, on May 14th, we're competing, but on May 14th at 8 p.m., will be the Tokusatsu, which is my new CD. I just sang you the songs from Tokusatsu with the subtitle of How Come Your Boyfriend's Steak is Bigger Than Your Brother's? Which I don't know. After I wrote that, I thought, oh no. But anyway.
It is perfect.
Well, it comes from a Godzilla film. It's an argument that two characters have when one of the characters makes the other one steak for her boyfriend and her brother, and her boyfriend gets the bigger piece of meat.
Well, as it should be, perhaps.
Of course it should. So, May 14th. At 8 p.m. in Dedham, at the Dedham Square Coffee House, will be the CD release for Tokusatsu, and I will have Holly and the Sacred Flame from Providence, who are a dance troupe, and they will be doing some belly dancing, some Middle Eastern dancing, and some, I think, some rockabilly routine as well, in between each of the acts. I have an act who plays synth pop, or as he calls it, splatter wave.
Oh.
And his name is Tundra Toddler. He comes from Northampton. We were going to do a show back in January, and then there was snow, and I felt badly, so I wanted to have him come on out so, you know, everyone out here could hear him. And I have a special little opening because, you know, I have to do these really weird things. Here I am singing all these dark songs, but my niece, who's 9, is going to sing a song.
No.
Yeah, she's going to open up. She's been taking voice lessons since she was 5.
Is that who Alexis Fry is?
That is who Alexis Fry is.
What?
Yes, yes. You can watch videos of her on my Facebooks. We reenact the cha-cha heel scene from Female Trouble. It's great.
That's awesome.
That is beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and little Edie from Grey Gardens.
This is a very special performance, and it's free.
It's free.
And it's all ages.
And, you know, mobility, access for mobility is you get right in. There's no telling somebody, you know, you can't go in this basement or you can't go up these stairs. Everybody's invited. So I love that.
Well, and I know that's something that you and I have talked about before in terms of making music venues more accessible to everyone.
To everyone.
Music performance accessible to everyone.
Right, right.
And I just think that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I got a Fellini movie character set of fans. You know, they're 80, they're 16, they're, you know, I have no one set. So I wanted to have something where everybody could come.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's just near Boston. It's just near Providence. Yeah, so that's what the 14th will be. So we're going to be rivals that night.
Oh,
sorry.
Did I steal all the people at my show?
No, not at all. No, you go to what you feel like, and you catch everybody else whenever you can, and so on and so forth.
Be sure to pick up both albums.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and Daniel, your album is available as of now, or as of Saturday?
Saturday.
Only?
It will be digitally.
We have to wait.
You have to wait till Saturday. Friday, and I will have physical copies at the shows, and you can order on CD Baby and wherever else, eBay, because, you know, you send out for promos, and then you find your, then you find that you get,
no.
You know, you get no review, you just find your CD for sale by someone.
No, that's very cheeky.
It's very cheeky, but it happens all the time.
That can't be true.
It is true.
I'm scandalized.
Yes. Anyhow.
In any case, but your shows are, as I was saying earlier, as I was dancing around by myself in the on-air studio, your shows are very participatory.
Mm-hmm.
You invite people to join in.
I do.
And in my experience, people tend to be a little tentative at first. And by the end, people are very excited to be part of the show.
That's about right. But it also depends where you are. Where I am.
Well, and you are going to be multiple places.
I'm going to be in many places. But yeah, it does depend on, you know, I mean, people are just a bit more reserved in our parts over here.
That is true.
You know, but it's great pleasure to horrify them.
I love that.
I do sort of, yeah, Bostonians, I can only imagine from a performative perspective are deliciously easily horrified.
Yeah, but they get into it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good fun.
I mean, I've seen everyone from, you know, my crew to hardcore hockey fans who are wearing their hockey gear getting mm-hmm. very involved in your
oh,
shows.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which I always delight in. These extremely butch people who are like, I want one of those jingle bells.
Exactly, exactly. This happened in Illinois, Southern Illinois. Here I am in the middle of nowhere, and I did this show, and here's the, you know, I guess the title is, there's this redneck guy, and he's ran right over for a streamer. There he is with his plaid and his cat.
Yay!
His cat, you know, cap on, his trucker cap. It was great. But you got to bring everybody, come in. And, you know, if you're yourself, people will like you. If you just do what it is you're doing. And if they don't like you, they can leave.
Yeah.
And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Especially for freely accessible shows.
Exactly.
Yeah. Easily come in and out. Now, do you want to talk a little bit about the tour that's coming up?
Okay, let's do that.
The When I'm Near a Monster tour.
Yes.
And when we are near you, we are generally near a monster. Not that you are a monster, but you generally tend to bring some monsters with you.
Yes.
And we were talking about your very favorite monster earlier.
Yes, there she is, Mothra.
Mothra.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Godzilla is up there too, but she's my most favorite, yeah. Yeah.
You're talking me into this. I feel like I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm going to go home and watch a bunch of Mothra movies.
I hope you do. I hope you do.
And watch her sacrifice herself.
Oh, no, it's terrible. Love. Oh, it's painful. It's just painful.
If you see me tomorrow with puffy eyes, it's because I've been crying, weeping over Mothra.
Yes, 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 it's true.
How many Mothra movies are there?
About eight.
Oh, wow. I thought there was just one.
No, there's actually, I lied. There are seven where she appears in Godzilla films, but there are three that she is in her own series, but they were only sort of marketed towards children. And
oh, okay.
Some of them are really bad.
You won't watch those then.
Okay. No, sorry.
But the newer ones have the better effects.
I think so. She's supposed to be in the next one, the next Godzilla that comes out in 2018.
Really?
But there was speculation that she'd be a villain, and I can't go see that.
If you can't abide that.
No, that can't work.
Because that is not Mothra.
That is not
the Mothra that you know and love.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, you will be bringing Mothra and
yes.
Godzilla and marionettes and flame dancers and your very special brand of performance to various locales along the Atlantic seaboard up into Canada,
up
I believe.
Up into Canada, down
over
to the
next
south.
Month or so.
Yep, yep, yep.
Do you have European plans again this year?
Not yet.
You are often a busy bee when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, but not yet. I'd love to. I mean, what I've done this time is instead of videos at this next show, I've built a stage, a portable stage, and there are lights that go off during certain songs, and there are different props that go with it, because I just wanted to try something a little.
I'm so excited.
I wanted
to
aggravate
this.
Myself. Well, I will. I'll be here on the 24th as well in JP.
The All the Rest Burlesque.
That's right.
mentioned that one. I won't forget. Yeah.
Well, and that's a special group of people as well.
Yeah. I oftentimes let the guest.
You're wonderful.
I oftentimes let the guest.
Look what happened.
Plug their own shows, because who could do it better than yourself?
True, true.
Right?
True. You're wonderful. Yeah.
No, but you're more wonderful.
Touch
and
my Mothra.
And who can talk about Mothra like you, right?
Touch my Mothra. I know you want to.
Is it squeezy?
It's not as heavy as I thought it was going
to be. No, she's not squeezy.
Oh, but she's a little squeezy, but she just doesn't
make
noise.
I bought her at what used to be a really, well, I shouldn't say it like that. That was terrible. I bought her at Newbery Comics.
Yes.
But they don't have a lot of those things anymore.
Do they not?
They don't even sell local music anymore.
No.
So
this is true. They sell a lot of t-shirts. Well.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? I went into Hot Topic and I pointed and I said to the woman there, I said, boy, it must be just so awful to be a woman and a rock star, because all I see is Joan Jett, no Susie Sue, no Deborah Harry. I mean, I went on and on, and she's like, who's that? And what? I was just like, you know who Mick Jagger is. I mean, he's so great.
Oh.
It's rock and roll, man.
The times have changed.
I'm so upset, though. I mean, how can you not have a Deborah Harry t-shirt or a Joan Jett one?
Yeah.
Protest,
it's
ladies.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It should be
Patti
illegal.
Smith.
Patti
not.
Smith, yeah.
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 Totally.
But it's interesting. I mean, you know, it's not necessarily an alternate rock story, but it's a rock story lesser told, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because I find myself making little playlists for people all the time where things will pop up and I'm like, oh, you haven't heard the first Breeders album. Oh, you haven't heard this. Oh,
right,
you know,
right,
you're
yeah.
unfamiliar with Tanya Donnelly's other stuff.
Right,
you know,
right.
But there's a ton of it. There's a ton of marvelous music also locally made by all genders, made by all the people.
Yes, definitely.
In New England. So we are very excited about that.
Yeah.
In and out of New England. Tell me about these fabulous gloves, because these are new, I think.
These are new.
I haven't seen them before.
I think they have something to do with Pokemon.
Oh.
I only bought them because what they looked like.
They're Pokeballs. Pokeballs.
Okay, whatever she says.
I thought that they were CDs.
I know. Don't they
look like records?
Yeah, they look like records. Yeah, little records. Yeah. Wee. Remember colored records?
Well,
I do.
Colored vinyl.
I do. I have a purple.
Carissa
vinyl
actually
record.
Some colored vinyl.
I just put out some in January.
Oh, you
did?
Just little 7-inch ones.
Cool. Nice.
But yes, I remember. I remember all of these things.
Yes.
But I'm a. What's the word? Heretic. I enjoy my MP3s. I like them. I know they're super compressed, but they're
everything,
so easy. I put them in my little pocket and carry them everywhere.
Everything's acceptable.
Are they purple?
Everything's acceptable. It's okay. You can love your MP3s.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can't take vinyl on the bus.
It's
wouldn't
a little
that be great?
Difficult.
That would be great.
I'm going to see if I can get a battery operated.
I want to write a
turntable.
Song. You can't take
vinyl
on
the bus.
Bus.
I like that.
There is a DJ that used to, well, that was more of a boombox with cassettes, but there was a DJ that used to ride up and down on the green line, on the B line, mixing together disco songs.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's nice.
Our little Green Line friend. Can we talk a little bit about your song titles?
Sure.
Because you performed, now did you perform your new album in its entirety for
entirety.
Us?
Entirety. Yep, you heard every single song.
That's fantastic.
It was brilliant.
If you missed any part of that, we'll be putting up online later tonight, and I'll be spreading it all over the internet tomorrow, sharing that with Daniel as well, of course with Carissa. The entirety of this program that will include the full set, the full album, Tokusatsu, with the subtitle, Why Is It That You're...
How Come Your Boyfriend's Steak Is Bigger Than Your Brother's?
I just love hearing it in your voice. What was that about steak again? I like it. So there are a couple of songs that always every album that you have. There are a few titles that really stick out to me. If only Marlene Dietrich were here to have a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a cigarette with Marlene Dietrich, and I'm not even a smoker.
Right, right. That's it.
But what a delightful woman, and how evocative. Yeah. Was there a film of hers that made you...
No, there was a painting that I saw someone had done, and I was in Northampton, and it was at a gallery, and the picture was a woman who was holding a cigarette, and she said, "I want to be faithful. I want to be a whore." And so that's, I wrote the whole song from this, being inspired by this painting about how, you know, you really don't get all the things that you want to get anymore. Right? So that's why it's, I want to be, you know, I want to be helpful. I want to be a sore. I want to be eventful. I want to be a bore. And that's one so never cool. gets what they...
I love that.
What one wants for Christmas anymore.
That's very true.
And wouldn't it be great to have a cigarette with Marlene Dietrich, even if you didn't smoke?
You could just, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's because, I mean, it was just about her pose, you know, her stage character. Her
exactly,
self.
Exactly. Her mouth and those right. eyebrows and that hair.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and that dressing gown, because dressing gown, if she ever got dressed, it would have to be a tuxedo.
Yes.
Tuxedo
yes.
or dressing gown. Dressing nothing gown. In between.
Nothing in between.
And guess who spilled steak sauce on her log lady shirt? Did this happen to a friend?
Yes, it did. One of my how would I say this? You know how you and Mark are? This is my
okay.
friend from home. I'll call her Ophelia. And she came to my 40th birthday party dressed as the log lady. And then we went out for Portuguese food the next day, and she spilt steak sauce all over her log lady shirt. However, the song itself has nothing to do with the shirt.
But I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
I think embarrassing song titles that have to do with dear friends, that's one
exactly.
of the great joys in life.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
Well, shall I play a bit more music and then we can chit-chat a little bit more? Does that sound pleasant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a band that we were talking about earlier tonight that I was hoping we might be able to fit into this evening. The Organ Beats nice. Have a cool. new EP out. This is, I believe it is the, yes, this is Only Human off the Only Human EP.
Nice.
And then we will return for some more chit-chats. It's just after 11:30 p.m. You are listening to WMFO Medford.
Wee. Oh, that gets warm. Mm.
the Organ Beats just there with Only Human off their new EP, Semi by Request, going out to Carissa Johnson right here in the studio. Hello.
So she requested it over the countertop right here.
Right, over the counter.
No phone calls. Just
OTC.
It was an OTC request.
but there is a phone request that people can make. Is that right, Joel?
That's right. I noticed we have a phone system here, and the phone should be lighting up right now. It's 617-627-3800. Hey, Joel Simkus here. I'm one of the producers on the show, in case you don't know. Who's this guy talking at me over the air? Hey, we like to take requests. We like to hear from you. We'd love, love, love to hear from you. And we're giving away two singles for the Trinary System. You know who the Trinary System are? My mouth isn't working.
I do.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't tell if you're looking at me because there's a giant computer
between us.
There's
a giant computer screen. You've let this computer screen come between us.
Who are you talking to? You know what I'm going to do?
No,
I'm
going
to put my head right down here.
It's okay.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Hi there.
What's going
on? Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Hey. Tell me about Trinary System.
Oh, my God. It's Roger Miller. Roger Miller, who is known for his work with Mission of Burma, little Boston band that nobody's ever heard about. You never never hear them talked about in Vanyaland. Mission of Burma and No Man and then, of course, Larry Dirsch has been his partner in crime in the Binary System for a whole bunch of years. And then they've got a guitar player. You've got the name of the guitar player on your screen right there.
Guitar player is Andrew Willis.
That's right. And so they're doing something new. You know, usually they'd been doing instrumental stuff for a lot of years as a duo, and now they've got a third player in the band, and they've actually got some songs, and they're putting out a brand new EP, which you're going to be able to buy on Friday at the Lizard Lounge. Unfortunately, I can't go. I have a family thing. I'm sorry, Larry. I'm sorry, Roger. Love you guys. That's why we're doing this. But we are going to they have an autograph single that's the lead track off their new album Amplifiers Will Amplify, and you're going to be able to buy it on Friday, but we have two to give away. They're going to be autographed. Yes, Roger Miller autographed, Larry Dirsch autographed. These people are great. One of my favorite bands, and certainly some of my favorite people. So we have two copies of that they're going to autograph and mail to your house. And in addition to the single, you're going to get the download code for the new EP. So it's just win-win-win for all you WMFO listeners. It's just coming up roses for all of you. All you got to do right now is give us a call, 617-627-3800. And you don't have to answer any kind of special trivia question or anything like that. We're just going to let you call in, and we're going to give it to you. And they're going to mail. You know, we'll get your name over the phone, and Larry Dirsch will put it in an envelope and mail it himself
to your house.
That's the kind of guy that he is. That's how he rolls.
He's
man.
He's a stand up guy.
He is a stand up guy. He actually is a sit down guy because he's a drummer. And sometimes he stands up. I mean, there are things that you stand up for, and there are things that you sit down for. And I think we all know what those things are. One of them is play the drums. Most people sit down and play the drums. Some people stand and play the drums.
Some people do.
They do. And
that's okay.
It's fine. We don't discriminate here. We don't care if you stand up or sit down, as long as you got a tune here to 91.5 WMFO. Yes.
Thank you, Joel.
I'm getting nods of approval all over the place.
Yes, we approve of you all over the place.
Yay, I like approval. Yeah.
All over the place, Joel.
Approval all over the place.
And again, that show is happening on Friday night at Lizard Lounge with Gymnasium and Soft Gang.
And you know, I can't say enough about Gymnasium either. I mean, I absolutely love, love, love that band. Absolutely. Do you have any Gymnasium to play too?
I don't write on me right now. I can look for some. What I do have queued up is some White Dynamite.
All right. Well, play some Trinary System so we can give away some stuff. We got a thing. We got a thing with some stuff.
I got a thing.
A thing. We got a thing with some stuff and junk and stuff and things and junk
and
stuff
things.
And things.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can certainly get that queued up.
So, Trinary System at Lizard Lounge. We still have a couple of... We want to give these singles away, and we'd love to hear from you. So, if you're driving right now, pull over. Don't text and drive. Don't call and drive. You know, it's illegal. Pull over and make a phone call, 617-627-3800. And yeah, you get it for free. Isn't that cool?
For free.
For free.
For you.
Just for Y-O-U.
Precisely.
Ah!
All right.
Thanks.
Trinary System just there. Again, we are giving away two singles. Autographed. Is that right, Mr. Joel?
Yeah, that's right. Autographed. Mm-hmm. And you'll get the download code for the new EP. And if you're a Roger Miller fan or if you're a Binary System fan, you're going to love Trinary System. As you know. I don't know. I love that track. The track was great.
Yeah, it sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
That was Good This stuff. House off their new EP, Amplify the Amplifiers. And that show that we're just talking about is happening on Friday night at the Lizard Lounge with Gymnasium.
Yeah, it's a great bill. It's going to be a fun night.
And on Saturday night, Daniel and I, we were just talking about your album release show. We just heard from you live from Studio D.
Mm-hmm.
You performed the brand new album.
I did.
From tip to top. And this show is happening Saturday night, 8 p.m., Dedham Square Coffee House. It's a free show. It's an all-ages show. You'll have belly dancers.
And coffee.
And beer. There's beer and wine.
Okay.
And food.
Well, there's a coffee house, so one would assume that there'd be
there
coffee.
Will be.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what all.
I'm just kind of putting it out there.
Yeah, you will be caffeinated.
Yeah.
And then you'll be sort of sweeping through Quebec, Vermont, Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, North Carolina, a little Florida thrown in there.
Yeah, flip it over. Flip it over.
Little D.C., little Baltimore. What the what? Providence Pride, Arts Alive Falmouth, New York City. Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Illinois. You are leaving no stone unturned, young man.
No.
You are also all over the place.
I am all over the place, just like the Bengals.
That's right. Just like Johnny Appleseed.
Exactly. You know, I should plant a tree wherever I go.
That's right.
I think
that would be very good for the environment.
You know what? It's so funny because right after I said that, I just thought to myself, what a terrible thing to do.
Why would that be terrible? Planting a tree is terrible? I thought that would be a good thing.
But if you take certain things from one place to another, it could have virus, disease.
Oh, you're talking about the butterfly effect.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Mothra effect, which is much nicer.
Mothra. Well, Gamera will come and clear that all up. Big flying turtle who loves children.
He does. And, to children.
Little creepy, I think. I get a little creeped out.
That turtle is looking at me strange.
Well, I mean, he's not so much now because you're over 9.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm under 9.
Okay, well, fair enough. Okay.
One of the 9.
Okay, well, you know.
I'm under 9.
All right, well, I'm not here to judge or anything like that.
You know, Gamera is really neat, and Gamera is made of meat.
He's a turtle. He's a big, flying, flaming turtle.
I know,
who loves children.
He does love
He's
children.
Crazy. Turtle meat, maybe.
Yeah, turtle meat.
So, Daniel.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank
and you know what?
You.
I want to say thank you to all the musicians who played on this album. My brother-in-law, Jamie. My friend from when I was 6 years old, Scott. Anne-Marie, Cheryl, who was only there to look pretty. Deirdre and Mandy and Elizabeth, and I'd like to thank Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett.
And Nell Carter. And
don't forget Blair.
Blair and the Del Rubio triplets.
Oh, the Del Rubio triplets. How I have missed them.
Yes, me too.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carissa, nice for joining you, Carissa. Us all evening. It's been fantastic.
Thanks again for having me.
I'm going to go look for you on the internet.
I'm going to look for you, too. We can be new friends.
Yeah.
Yay, new music friends. Yeah, thank you, Joel, for joining us. Thank you for sonically engineering Daniel.
It's what I do, man. It's what I do.
It does kind of sound like you grew him in a lab.
I'm just here to sound pretty.
Exactly.
And what a fine job you do it as well. Well, to close out our evening of enjoyment here on The Town with Mikey D at WMFO Medford, I wanted to play something off the new EP Epicenter from Band Without Hands. This particular song is called Running in Place.